The disciples' fear was gone. The disciples no longer had any distrust of the future. They knew that Jesus was in heaven and that his sympathies were with them still. They knew that they had a friend at the throne of God, and they were eager to present their requests in the name of Jesus. In awe they bowed in prayer, repeating the assurance, "If you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full," RSV. And Pentecost brought them fullness of joy in the presence of the Comforter, as Christ had promised. All heaven was waiting to welcome the Savior. As he ascended, he led the way, and the multitude of captives set free at his resurrection followed. As they drew near to the city of God, the challenge was given by the escorting angels. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Joyfully the waiting sentinels responded. "Who is this King of glory?" This they said, not because they knew not who he was, but because they would hear the answer of exalted praise. "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Then the portals of the city of God were opened wide, and the angelic throng swept through the gates amid a burst of rapturous music. The commanders of the angel hosts, the sons of God representing unfallen worlds, were assembled to welcome the Redeemer and to celebrate his triumph. But he waved them back. "Not yet." He entered into the presence of his Father. He pointed to his wounded head, the pierced side, the marred feet. He lifted his hands bearing the print of nails. He presented those raised with him as representatives of that great multitude who shall come from the grave at his second coming. Before the foundations of the earth were laid, Father and Son had clasped hands in a solemn pledge that Christ should become the surety for the human race. When on the cross Christ cried out, "It is finished," he addressed the Father. The compact had been fully carried out. Now he declared, "Father, I have completed the work of redemption. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am." The voice of God proclaimed that justice was satisfied, that Satan was vanquished. Christ's toiling, struggling ones on earth were accepted in the Beloved. The Father's arms encircled his Son and the word was given, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Heaven seemed to overflow with joy and praise. Love had conquered. The lost was found. Heaven rang with voices in lofty strains proclaiming, "Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever." From that scene of heavenly joy, there comes back to us on earth the echo of Christ's words, "I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God." The family of heaven and the family of earth are one. For us our Lord ascended, and for us he lives. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.